Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are a beer lover, I have something for you.
What?
Yep. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 instantly scores a four-pack of tickets to the Lagunitas Beer Circus. It's September 14th at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. For more info about the Lagunitas Beer Circus, let's see. Oh, I don't see a website here. But anyway, it's...
Oh, you know what? Go to RadioAlice.com.
Okay, perfect. 100-plus performers at two different stages, mm-hmm. all-star bands, burlesque, sideshow acts, aerialists.
Aerialists, human. They have aerialists.
Incredible!
It sounds so fun. I think I'm going to go, actually.
And it says other freaktacular performances. Mm-hmm. Human, this is right up your alley, except for the beer part.
I know.
I want
right.
to see the burlesque.
There'll be food trucks, midway games, and more. It sounds like a giant... Mm-hmm. Expo fair.
Yeah.
I mean, they're calling it a circus, for God's sake. Sounds great. So we have tickets. We have a four-pack of tickets for the Lagunitas Beer Circus for caller number 9-800-400-3697.
You like a burlesque show?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh. We all do. You don't like burlesque?
We all do. I always wanted to do that.
You wanted to do
you
burlesque?
Should. Yeah, you could still do it.
I looked into, this was like last year, I looked into classes for burlesque
I don't think
dancing.
You need that.
Yeah, it seems like you have some moves.
Yeah. But the classes are all at night.
Yeah.
Never going to get me out there in the city,
a
too.
Problem.
Never going to get me out on a weeknight in the city for a class.
In the city.
That is a lot to ask.
The night thing, though, is probably a mood setter. Like, you know,
right.
broad daylight right after a heavy sandwich.
Yeah. Less.
I could totally do it in broad daylight. Yeah. I could do it at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, you're like the only
That's
one,
though. I'm really feeling sexy.
Everyone else is like, I think I'll do it at night.
Like, yeah.
Up in this country club.
Yeah. Burlesque show. So it's just like body women just doing sexy dancing. Like, what is burlesque exactly?
I don't know. I think there's a whole story that goes along with the
they like act
with the dancing.
Out? Oh,
yeah. I'm not really sure, but I like it.
I like it
a lot.
Hmm. Hey, so we're looking for interns.
Oh, that is true. We need fall interns. We need them really badly, actually. Did you talk to Gabby and Marcos?
No, I'm going to talk to them. I was going to ask them right now a few minutes ago, but we were talking about something else.
Yeah, we're losing a couple of our interns at the end of this week. Mm-hmm. And so the fall term, I know it's still, you know, for a lot of kids, like, I don't think Riley's going back to school for a couple weeks. But a lot of people do head back early mm-hmm. and head back to school early. So please, if you're looking for an internship for the fall semester and we pay, you got to be over 18, you got to get college credit, and you got to be into radio. I mean, you
That's
know,
helpful.
Look, if you're going to school for English Lit, this might not be the internship for you. I don't know what your internship is.
Well, you know what? We want you to participate and do the stuff we're asking of you. But the truth is, I didn't know radio when I got into it.
Even if, right.
You, at
if
all.
You're interested.
So I went into it doing these surf reports. But once I got a taste of it, I was like, holy crap.
Hooked.
The whole time that was sitting right there and I never was exposed to it. And I've been in it since.
Right.
30
How did
years.
They find you?
So I had been in the surf industry while I was going to college. And one of the reps for a wetsuit company was who they, you know, come through the surf shops that, mm-hmm. and I was working at a surf shop in Cardiff while I was going to school at MiraCosta College. That's
sure.
right, everyone. MiraCosta. And he came through and he goes, I'd already done some surf reports for another reason. A weather guy I knew had, I filled in for him mm-hmm. randomly. So this guy goes.
On the radio?
Yes, on the radio.
You've done weather here for Channel 5
I know,
5 before.
I have, right.
Oh, my God, mm-hmm. amazing.
So anyway, he goes, listen, the weirdest thing happened. My neighbor's in radio, and he asked me if I could do surf reports, and I told him absolutely not. But I also told him I know someone who'd be perfect. And he's looking right at me, and I'm like, oh, me, right, sure.
You're looking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he gives me this business card and goes, it's up to you, and just left. And so I call the guy, and then next thing you know, he's like, come in, let's have a meeting. All right. I go in, we have a meeting. And all of a sudden, I'm in this radio station going, oh, this is pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. So I,
it just takes a little nibble.
I just start doing it for free. Mm. And then I'm like, you know what? This actually cost me money, you guys. You got to start giving me something for this. And I just, it just, next thing you know.
Mm-hmm. It snowballed.
Yeah, that's how it started, though. Yeah. Surf reports.
Yeah, it is definitely a thing where, like, for certain people, you walk in and the bug bites you. Like, for sure, there are so many people who've come through here as interns who, like, there are contemporaries now.
But I would say...
Right across the street.
I always figure one of them is going to be my boss at one time.
Right, no, there's no question about that. Those we've had a lot of great kids through here over the years.
I would say that the timing was like, perfect because I wasn't interested in that. First of all, I didn't have some big radio voice thing that wasn't natural to me, but I also wasn't interested in all the early radio theater of the mind stuff. Like, if we're doing this, we're doing this. Let's do this. You know, that was used to be, radio was crazy for a minute there. And I was just coming in as things were like getting real. Scary. You know, like you went out and did stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't just pretend you did stuff. And
it weren't canned bits.
We don't have to do that. You could just say you're doing it. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm
actually
doing
it.
Yeah,
I don't like to lie about stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're just going to go do that.
Yeah. And we're going to do it live.
Right.
We'll do it live.
Yeah.
I'll write it and we'll do it live. No, nothing. Thank you. Thanks. I was waiting for that. Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
Over the break, I saw an Instagram post. You were with Wendy Williams here at the station.
Oh, so I come in to work, you know, because I like to do things when we're on vacation and catch up on some paperwork and print out stuff so I'm not jammed with everything that Monday. So I walk in, and I was chilling just on my phone in the
lounge area.
Yeah. Jane walks in and she's like, hey, what are you doing here? I was like, oh, just catching up on some work. Oh, well, do you know that Wendy Williams is going to be here? I'm like, what? What? Wendy's going to be here? And so they wanted her to come on our show, but we were on vacation.
Yes, yeah.
Billy Vidal, who works downstairs, he's a PD at Q102. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. Such a good guy. He's like, yeah, I wanted her on your show, but since you guys weren't here, I gave her to Jane. I'm like, oh, my God, can I please have a picture? Can I get a picture? Oh. So,
you love her?
Love her. Wendy rolls in with the entourage, 10 people.
Oh.
10 people.
What's she promoting? Just her show?
Well, she did a live show. She does Wendy and Friends. Actually, you have a story.
I do have a story about
that. Is that what you're asking?
Well... it did come up because of that, but
so she does a show where she just tells stories. She's not a comedian. She tells stories, and she had comedians, you know, that perform with her. Uh-huh. And she was doing it either at the Fox or Paramount, whatever it is, whatever in Oakland. And so she rolls in looking stunning, like so beautiful. She's not as tall as I thought she was going to be because I always picture her tall, tight green dress, just looking fabulous. And to talk with her for a moment, got a picture with her, and she went in Jane's office, and Jane interviewed her in Jane's office. So that's up at RadioAlice.com. But she's, I mean, love her so much, and I was so happy to see her. Now when I see her on TV over vacation, I'm like, I met you. Hi, Wendy. And she said, what's up to my people over in the Bay Area? And I was like, hi, Wendy.
Oh.
Yeah.
She actually gave you a shout out.
Yes, to me personally.
Did she look healthy?
Yes.
Good.
Very healthy. Like, you know, I've seen her over the years, and she looks the best now, you know, now that she drop kicked that dude.
Yeah.
Although I heard she might have hired him as her business manager again.
Oh, boy.
Not her husband. So what's
she didn't hire him as her husband? That's good.
No. And she's selling her New Jersey mansion for like 1.8 or something.
That's what mansions go for.
Yes.
That's what hovels go for here.
In New Jersey. Yeah. So what's the story?
So
I saw the headline.
They're saying that she rescheduled some stuff over the weekend. So her tour is called, for the record,
Oh.
That's the,
Okay. Must be a catch thing from her show.
For the record,
this should be how you doing?
Yeah. I guess there were stops in Detroit and St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. She reportedly had scheduling issues, so both dates were pushed back to the fall. But then she just decided to party her ass off in New York with her friends and post it all over Instagram.
Scheduling issues?
Yeah.
I thought she was just, like, tired. She was saying how tired she was. And, oh, she also said that she was supposed to be at the Garlic Gilroy Festival.
Oh, really?
That day.
Oh.
And because she loves garlic. And she said she was so tired, she just stayed in her room and ordered, you know, some food. But she's like, she was just,
Holy cow.
Was supposed to be there.
Well, she partied her ass off this past weekend.
What does that
in
mean?
New York. What, that she partied her ass off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she partied her wig off anyway.
But she's supposed to be sober. So I guess the question is, by party your ass off, is she pictured with drinks or is she...
She's not. She's pictured, they say, as a seemingly wild weekend. In one photo, she captured her wig on the floor and a Yankee baseball cap covering her Louis Vuitton sneakers. And then she wrote, about last night, for the caption. So I don't know. She, let's see. She watched a movie. Yeah. That's all I... That's, I mean, honestly, they don't have... I would actually think that there'd be pictures... If she was out drinking, that there'd be pictures all over social media from other people who are like, oh, my God, I just saw Wendy Williams.
Well, I'd expect that she wouldn't even be posting anything anywhere near that if she's supposed to be sober.
Right. Yeah. Well, sober or not, she blew off her obligations.
And I don't mean for her fans as much as... You know, these syndicated shows, they have, people are counting on her to hold it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they don't want to see that she's someone who has jumped happily off the wagon again.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Right.
Right. And about that, with her rescheduling these shows, I mean, these comedians counted on her and put their stuff aside to tour with her.
But she was too busy. She didn't need to go to, she had scheduling issues.
I mean, part of that
it
I
didn't
could
work
see
with the party she wanted to go to in New York. So.
If you were able to, you know, put some shows off, there's nothing wrong with, since you're home, having fun.
Right.
I mean, I could see how that may look shady, but it could also just be like, great, now my schedule's clear.
Right.
Let's hang.
Right.
Let me blow off some steam here at home.
Yeah. Right.
There was also talks of her joining the cast of Real Housewives of New York.
Oh.
Which would, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
She'd be the first black cast member if they that they had in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Huh. That's sort of surprising. All right, so moving on. I just wanted to do this. It's been sitting in my pile for a couple days, as in one day, because we just got back here yesterday. Katy Perry is about to have to make a big payout over her song Dark Horse. It looks like... earlier last week, a jury ruled that Katy Perry's song Dark Horse ripped off a Christian rap song called Joyful Noise.
Wow. By who?
Let me see if I can find it. I don't see the...
Flame?
Oh, it's called Flame?
A Flame, Joyful Noise,
A Flame, Joyful Noise.
Wait, that's the group's or guy's name?
A Flame is the band?
I think Flame is the band.
Flame.
Joyful Noise is the song.
And Joyful Noise. So now she has got to come up with, looks like the judgment in total is $2.78 million. She herself is responsible for about $550,000 of it.
Who else would be responsible?
Dr. Luke, the producer, and her label, Capitol Records.
Wow.
And they say, and several others are on the hook for a combined $2.78 million in damages.
So wait a minute. She still works with Dr. Luke, even though... Isn't he the guy who got into all that with Kesha?
Yeah, there are still a few people who work with Dr. Luke. I mean, he's still a Sony guy, I thought. Although this is Capitol Records. I'm not sure what his affiliation is with them. The bulk of the money, $1.2 million, comes from Capitol. Katie owes about $550,000. Let's see. The money is going to go to Joyful Noise songwriter Marcus Gray and his co-plaintiffs, I guess, in this band Flame. The jury said his song was 22.5% of the Dark Horse profits. That his song was responsible for that much of whatever it brought in. So that's the Katy Perry thing. Play a little of that.
And specifically this part right here.
Oh. So this is specifically the thing that...
Exactly.
The
and
jury was like, this is
22%. Right? Because they only use that for a certain percentage of that song, too. Like, if you listen to Katy Perry's instrumental behind her.
Did they deny it, that they had ever heard the Joyful Noise song?
I don't know.
Because that's,
that.
Frankly...
For me, that's a no.
Yeah,
that
it's
is a
close, but not...
It's not even that it's close. A beat like that?
Yeah, they're everywhere now.
Like, how are you going to...
Right.
Tell me that that couldn't have happened twice.
Right.
In
there's
two different
places.
There's only
so many notes and so many beats. I know. How old is this song?
I don't know. Let me check.
The Joyful Noise song.
Well, the lawyers are going to appeal it, so...
Well, that's good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, $2.78 million is what a jury awarded.
Attorneys are going to get that money.
Yep.
2008.
Oh.
When did Katy's song come out?
It wasn't that long ago. I feel like that song's maybe 5 years
2013.
Old.
2013.
All right, 6 years old. God, man, time is just flying by.
Yeah.
Anyway, Katy Perry and her label, 2.78.
I just feel bad that, you know, anyone who succeeds ends up being a mark. Mm. And I do you think that that's
that does
the
not
reason for success of that song?
No, and I don't think that that's similar enough. Like, I feel like...
I can try to pitch shift to make it sound exactly the
same. No, the thing is... It's
something, some fun. Let me see if I can do it.
Yeah, all right, see what you can do. It sounds like something you want to do.
You
so.
Were just talking about that background beat, right? Not even the overlaying, like, the
No, just the
chirp.
Background beat. Just this
But the
part.
Chirp a little bit...
Okay, I guess
different
the
key,
too.
Similar, yeah, different key,
very different, similar,
yeah, it's similar, but is that enough? And
I know,
it's
right?
This tiny little part in her song. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, thank God I'm not having to worry about that in my. I don't want to. It just seems like a good reason to not write records.
Really?
Because there's only so many notes, and someone will come out of the woodwork and be like, "Oh, you're having success with that." Well, that's because I wrote it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did. Well,
I thought I did,
but I never heard of you.
Well, you've seen those things where, especially among, like, there's pretty standard chord progressions too.
Yeah,
and if you've seen that video where they're like, this chord progression
is
in everything.
These 5,000 songs, and we're gonna perform them all for you right now,
right.
And you'll see how close.
1, 5, 6, 4.
Yeah,
if you barely it. Into it. You're like, okay, I got it. Enough. Like, you just can't sit there all day and. Okay.
Right. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including... Oh, darn it. Food.
Oh, good. I'm into that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. First responder stair climb event is on Saturday, September 7th. Go to radioalice.com for details and donate today. I'm in the middle of pulling myself through the donation process.
You're the
right
best.
Now.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And let me just say one quick thing about this. All the info is at the Alice973 Instagram. But, you know, it's really kind of morbid to talk about this and think about this. But, you know, there's all these shootings going on. And remember, the first responders are the police officers that show up first to save us and the paramedics to help us and heal us. So these people suffer from post-traumatic stress. We're doing this stair climb to raise money for them who are suffering from post-traumatic stress. So please, if you can, contribute to Team Alice. We jumped from 13th place to 11th place already.
All right.
707 has concerns. I feel like Hooman doing a stair climb is an incredibly bad idea for his back.
I agree.
It is, but I care so much about the police. When you go to the... Listen, even if you don't run, come to the party. When you see all the police officers, all the firefighters, all the paramedics at the event, like, it's inspirational. You just feel like, wow, I'm part of a great country, and I'm part of a great cause.
Thanks, Hooman. Thanks for doing it. It's a lot of effort, and climbing to the top of the Salesforce Tower is no joke.
No, 61 flights. And listen, everyone, the link is in the Alice973 bio, and I'm going to put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page right now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans.
Your way.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. I've heard about this. I've read a little bit about it. I don't feel like I'd be willing to try it, but I'll tell you the story and then you tell me.
Okay.
I know that you don't use soap on your face.
I try not to, yeah. I mean, I'm sure some gets on there in the shower.
There's a growing number of people who've stopped bathing, showering, and washing themselves completely.
Well, that's not right.
So they can let natural bacteria of their skin grow, flourish, and handle the job of keeping them clean.
That's not how it works.
They believe that by cutting back on those products, all of the chemicals and shampoos and soaps...
they just find natural shampoos and soaps? Like, honest to God, please, people, it's you're with other people. I mean, if you live on an island by yourself, then fine, don't wash. I'm totally down with that. Like, rub fish on yourself, for God's sake. Do whatever it is you want, right? You know, like fish deodorant. I don't care. But if you're going to be on the bus next to me, please. Like, Bryn
fish
sat next to this dude
who would
be the
opposite of deodorant, by
whatever.
The way. Whatever. There's nothing worse than...
You live alone on a desert island. Fine. Sit on fish. I don't care what you do. But if you're going to participate in society, you got to wash yourself.
That's my problem, is this little room with no ventilation. I don't want to be working on my experiment. Every person that I've read that has started this, they say... It took a little while, but after a little while, they stopped smelling bad.
No, they just stopped being able to smell themselves.
I think might be it,
there
too.
There you go.
Only
they got
people
used to their funk.
Ruined olfactory glands were around them. Yeah. My God, people stop it.
Over time, my skin is adjusted. I don't smell. That's a quote from someone who says she works out.
I bet your butt smells.
All the time. Works out a ton. Doesn't shower after.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
You owe it to the people around you to...
To be a functioning part of society.
Is that I think about the interns. I work so closely with the interns and I'm always reaching over them and standing next to them and doing stuff. Like, they're the ones I think about. Why I don't want to smell. I don't want them to think I smell.
Well, I don't want to smell them and I don't want them to smell me.
David Whitlock has not showered or bathed for 15 years. Yeah, he doesn't have body odor, he says. It was kind of strange for the first few months.
Gross.
What do the people around him say? Let's interview them.
But after I stop missing it, he says, if I get a specific part of my body dirty, then I'll wash that specific part, but never with soap.
Well, with what?
Just water.
Maybe he's got one of those swash toilet squirters.
As well as germs, soap gets rid of the skin's protective oils and alters its pH level.
Okay.
They say here that,
I mean, that,
not only
that
are you
true,
getting
but...
your 15 minutes back that you would have used in the shower, you encourage friendly microbes to live on your body in symbiotic harmony. The bacteria get to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets
lucky.
Low maintenance, balanced skin.
How's his hair?
This
that
guy's
all fall out?
Not the best looking dude of all time. And yes, his hair all fell out.
Well, he is. You know what? He's a lot older. I was actually expecting this to be a bunch of millennials.
No,
sorry, millennials. That was my bad.
It's messed up.
Yeah, this is.
Anyway, Hooman, you up for the latest trend or what?
No, I'm really trying to do a better job taking care of myself, so I'm out.
Hey. All right.
Someone says, please watch don't. True TV show Adam Ruins Everything, episode on hygiene, also on Netflix. Well, I wonder what he says.
Oh.
209.
Yeah, write us back 209. What does he say about it? Yeah, here's the thing. Like, these people all saying, yeah, I don't smell anymore, doesn't mean a damn thing. I want to talk to the people around them.
Mm.
There's plenty of people who are like, I mean, I know these people personally. Like, oh, I don't need deodorant. I'm like thinking to myself, yes, you do. I can smell you from here. No, I just don't smell. I'm like, no, but you do.
You do.
Like, why can't I say that
to
them?
Well, I think you touched on, look, your groin area, your butt. If your butt isn't clean, it gets itchy. And if you're itchy, then you're picking your butt all day.
Now your hands stink.
Exactly.
You probably have worms. Dragging your butt on the floor when you're watching TV.
Like a dog.
Right.
Who are you looking for? The butt picker? He went that way.
Yeah. Just follow your nose. Jesus. Whatever. You know what? Everybody do your own thing. I just won't be near you.
A new study found America's favorite and least favorite fast food chains. Mm. For burgers, In-N-Out wins.
In-N-Out's great.
McDonald's and Burger King are the least popular.
Oh.
Now, this was a survey. I'm sure there's plenty of people who love McDonald's or Burger King. Sandwiches, it was Jersey Mike's and Firehouse Subs. They're the most popular. Subway and Arby's took the hit on that one. Mexican food, Chipotle, and Moe's Southwest Grill.
Oh.
I've never even heard
of
it. But this is nationwide, so there's a lot of stuff we don't have here.
It's probably a chain in Texas or something.
Maybe. Pizza, Blaze Pizza.
Never heard of
and
it.
And Papa Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Dude.
I'm not going to
get started. Mm-hmm. You know what you guys need to do is invest in one of those pizza ovens and make your own. When you can make your own pizza,
you don't go back.
You won't want to go out. I mean, I won't waste the calories on other pizza.
Because it is full of calories.
So that I can just go and have,
right,
like, go crazy when we do it at home.
Mm.
It's just 10 times better.
Yeah.
Chicken was Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's. Those are the most popular. And Krispy Kreme and Panera Bread were the best for coffee and bakery.
Mm.
Dunkies didn't win the day.
Yeah, Dunkies is just basically fast food donuts.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up on Dunkies, so I have an affinity for it, but it's not, you know, there's nothing healthy for you there or anything. Just big donuts, you know, good sized donuts. If you're looking for a bang for the buck, huge coffees and giant donuts. I can taste them now.
Let me ask you a question.
I love questions, Vinny.
Who said it first, you or John? I love you.
I said it first.
You did?
I did.
And when you said it, did he respond?
No. Not the first time. No.
You said I love you, and
he
didn't
said,
say it.
I think you're great.
That's the truth.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
And how early into things was this?
He said he loved me 2 months after we started. Actually, did you know that this month is our 30-year anniversary of dating?
Wow.
I know.
Oh, of dating, not
just
marriage.
Of dating, okay. Right? We've been married 26 years.
Hmm.
I know. But yeah, it took 2 months for him to say it back to me. Mm-hmm. I said it within, listen, you know me.
I do.
I just meet someone and I'm like, oh, love you. Mm-hmm. See you later. Love you.
You've gotten better with that, I actually think. Early on, you threw it at everybody. Anybody.
I still throw it at everybody. I'm very loving, Vin. Except for, unless
you
don't
bathe.
You
have a big heart, Sarah.
Unless you don't bathe, then I do not love you. I hate you, even. Mm-hmm. You stink.
According to a new survey, only 4% of straight women want to say I love you first.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it first. It just fell out of my mouth. What was I supposed to do? Can't eat that back up. No 10-second rule on I love you.
Kidding.
If he doesn't say it immediately, he's swallow that back down.
The other 24 out of 25 women want to hear the guy say it first.
That's nice.
Don't leave me. Don't make me climb out
you
on that.
You said it first, huh?
What? I didn't say that.
You did, though.
I didn't say that, though.
But you did say it first.
Yeah. Who said it first?
He did.
You
at
did,
the Post
Vinny.
Ranch.
Oh, right.
While they
after
were doing
the love
it.
Making?
No, Eve, I think during.
Oh, during the lovemaking.
Yeah. If I recall the story.
I never want to talk to you again. You know,
it's too bad that's your job.
You remember, you remember everything wrong anyway. It's not even
except for the things you don't want me to remember.
So,
or like when she tells a story, we're like, "Hey, that's my story."
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
I'm like, oh, it is. Oh, all right. Sometimes I guess I've just heard you guys' stories so many times. I think
that's
they're
true.
My own.
Yes.
And my friend Nipples and I, we jacked this beer truck one time.
Yeah, that was you, huh? That's funny.
Anyway, go on.
That's not the only place where women are more than happy to let a guy take the lead. 19% of women will reach out. 19% of women will reach out to someone first on a dating app. So mostly they want the guy to do
it. Oh, less than 1 in 5.
Right.
I see.
14% have asked for a guy's number. So they'd prefer.
Man, I guess I was just very aggressive. I just didn't care. If I liked someone, I was all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your number.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
When are you taking me out?
Yeah, when are we going to...
That's what I always said.
When are you taking me back in the back room? I'm leaving this town tomorrow morning. I'm leaving this town after the show. Come on, I only got a few minutes.
Can I ask you, how did the guys in the band respond to your...
Whatever.
Your tour...
They were
antics.
Having their own fun, believe me.
So you were all just going crazy.
It was pretty debaucherous in that band.
This is Geneva.
Yeah.
The cover band that toured New England. Yeah. Everybody was there wasn't anyone in
no,
that
some
band
of the
that
people
like,
some occasionally like one person would have a boyfriend or girlfriend and they'd have to be really good and we'd all be laughing at them as we went off and did stuff. Nice. I don't know, I mean, it's just very
as a touring
there's no one around, we did each other.
Is that true?
I did a few of the guys in the band
as a touring band. Mm-hmm. Were you guys getting hotels at each of these stops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you'd bring someone back to your hotel room.
I tried not to do that. I tried to go someplace with them or, you know. But, yeah, I wanted to, if I was going to my hotel room, I just wanted to be alone. Somebody in there.
Yeah, and then you have to tell them to get
out. Get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
They never wanted to leave.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I don't know, because I didn't bring them back there.
Only 15% of women will initiate a first kiss.
Oh, boy. I think we're
the wrong people to ask this stuff to.
I'm like, I don't know. You just know when someone wants to kiss you.
Well, doesn't everyone? Come on.
I don't think everyone does.
Not everyone does.
Yeah. No.
I've
well,
leaned
sometimes
in.
Sometimes
they have to ask.
Well,
Human's
leaned in.
I've leaned in and like literally at the millisecond before your lips are about to touch, the girl turns.
Yeah.
And you get the cheek and you're like,
So do you pull back or do you keep trying?
Yeah, he gives her a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah,
goes,
you
I can.
Guess
I know.
Yeah, you're already,
you're
the
already
momentum.
There.
It's too strong. Yeah. You're already getting sucked in by the lips and then boom.
Oh, it's rough.
All right, let me ask you this.
I like to be like, I can't wait to kiss you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Can't wait to kiss you later.
Is it okay to say I love you for the first time on a text?
No. No, I think you should say that in person. But I suppose
I don't want that.
Okay these days.
I'd rather
is
you
it?
Tell me in person. No, because then I'm going to question it. Oh, did he mean to write that?
Is he talking to his mom?
Yeah.
Let me. Wait, what?
Whom on?
No, it's 100%. It's not okay to break up with someone over text. It's not okay to tell someone I love you over text.
Yeah, it's better than not breaking up with them at all. And
cheating.
Brand. No, and just ghosting.
We're giving this too much thought. I don't even care.
Have you done that? Have you said I love you over text to somebody?
I don't remember if I did or not. I can't
That's
even tell
yes.
you.
Yes. That's yes. a yes, you guys.
Okay, I'm telling you. I just don't. All right.
He doesn't remember because he totally has.
Yeah, because I lost in every situation, sure.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
I said I lost in every situation, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Does anyone have a hard time looking at Nicole Kidman with all the weird stuff she did to her face? It takes me out of it.
I definitely think at times she looks absolutely perfect and stunning. And there was some courtroom stuff mm-hmm. where I went, wow, she looks jacked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what I have noticed more than even Nicole Kidman's surgeries, Reese has done Botox. But you could see it loosening up right around her hairline.
Right.
So as she would make, the forehead would stay flat and the lines were up.
Yeah, oh, way up. No. So it makes her look like she has kind of a Frankenstein.
Did you notice that?
I definitely did. It just makes her forehead, which is large, just look bigger.
Right.
Weirdly, like this long like acreage in the middle that isn't moving.
That's it. I'm binging Big Little Lies this weekend. You guys have never steered me wrong before. It's a soap opera, so if you're not into that type of...
It's pretty weighty, though. Like, I'll give you that. It's definitely a soap opera, but it is for sure, like, a very complex
David
thing
Kelly
that has happened.
Is yeah, the other thing you need to know.
Yes.
It's him.
He's
it's all
great.
That. It's that banter, that yep. stuff that he does.
Really good dialogue
Please
and
talk
excellent
about-
acting.
Nicole Kidman's face and earlobes. I didn't notice the
earlobes.
I didn't
notice the earlobes, but I did notice the face. There were some couple shots where I went, whoa. Although, on the other hand, I thought to myself, well, they're rich women who live in Monterey. Like, if they hadn't had plastic surgery, you'd be like, what are they doing in Monterey?
Yeah, it doesn't fit in, does
yeah,
it? Right.
They fit right in with everybody there.
Well, I liked it, though.
Oh, it's great.
So
it's really, really good.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to make you feel old. I have 15 pop culture things from
that.
10 years ago.
Thanks anyway.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.